It's time to take a look at our web-related lives. It's Outriders, and Jamila's here, of course, to share a few things you want to check out for yourself. Jamila, what's been happening?
Hello, Rod. Well, we have a success story for the preservation of British computing.
Well, now, I understand the ever-energetic Dr. Sue Black has been victorious with at least part of her campaign to ensure the survival of Bletchley Park, the home of the British codebreakers.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if Sue Black managed to save Bletchley Park and its contents many times over, because she's quite the force to be reckoned with. In this case, though, Sue's campaign with others has ensured that part of the computing past is preserved in the right place. Bletchley Park now holds the Turing papers, so I had a chat with Sue about why this is important.
The Turing papers are offprints of Alan Turing's papers that he gave to Max Newman, one of the codebreakers that he worked with at Bletchley Park. They have handwritten notes on them from Max Newman and some from Alan Turing himself as well. And included in the collection is also the guest book from Max Newman's house, and that's got Alan Turing's signature and other of the codebreakers' signatures in the book. On my blog, if you have a look, there's a photo. You can see the book and some of the papers on there.
We know now that these papers exist. What was the problem? Why would they not be where they were started, I guess, at Bletchley Park or in a place like this? I take it they came up for sale?
They came up for sale. So they actually belonged to Max Newman, the codebreaker, to start with. Then when he died, they passed to William Newman, his son. Then he sold them a few years ago to somebody, we don't know who. And then that person who bought them has put them up for auction in November last year.
To pay for something like the Turing papers is beyond most of us, most of our means. And indeed, it would be a shame if these papers went into private ownership in a way, because then we can't share them. What happened? Why was there a possibility that this wasn't going to end up the way that it has?
I think it all started with a tweet from at Bletchley Park saying that the Turing papers were up for auction. So they must have spotted it to start with. And then a guy called Gareth Harfacree, who's a journalist, saw the tweet from Bletchley Park and had a look on the Christie's website, saw the papers and thought, oh, I want to do something about this. Fantastic. So he set up a Just Giving page and asked for the general public to donate some money to try and purchase the papers for Bletchley Park. And so I think after about a week he'd raised £20,000, so it was amazing.
Wow.
And I was kind of, because I'm always keeping an eye on what's going on with Bletchley Park and Twitter, I was watching what he was doing, I suppose, and seeing how much money, because of course the papers were up for £300,000 to £500,000.
Wow.
So £20,000 is a fantastic amount of money to raise in a short time, but it's not near £300,000, unfortunately.
Mm.
So I was watching thinking, you know, what can I do? What can I do? And then I just happened to be at a talk at Nesta, where Megan Smith, one of the vice presidents of Google, was speaking.
Mm.
At the end, I went over to her and told her about the Turing papers, said, would Google be interested in helping? And she was very nice and said, send me an email and I'll see what I can do. So that was that, went away, sent an email. And then I think the next day, a guy called Simon Meacham, who worked at Google as well, we'd kind of been in touch via Twitter a few times, but I'd not met him, I didn't know him, sent me a DM on Twitter the next day, I think, saying, oh, we should meet up to talk about Google and Bletchley Park. And so I said, oh, I met one of your colleagues yesterday, Megan Smith, told him about the Turing papers, the email, and he said, oh, send me the same email and I'll get in touch with Megan and see what we can do. He, and possibly Megan as well, worked over the weekend, and I think he phoned me probably Sunday night or Monday morning to say, yeah, it's all been approved and we want to give $100,000. I was like, oh my God, $100,000.
Wow.
So basically, Bletchley Park had the £20,000 from Gareth's campaign and the $100,000. So that was about £100,000 altogether. I went into the auction at Christie's, and I don't know if you've ever been to an auction, but I hadn't, and it's a very exciting, kind of electric atmosphere. And so after sitting there for about half an hour, the Turing papers came up, and so the auctioneer said, and the bidding starts at £165,000.
Oh, no.
So I was like, oh, no. After all that excitement, we haven't got a chance because the bidding started higher than the amount that I know that Bletchley Park were able to bid. By the time I'd kind of got over that shock, it was over.
Mm.
And I didn't quite know what had happened. And it turned out that what had happened was that the papers hadn't met the reserve price. So you don't know what the reserve price is. I think the bidding stopped at about maybe 265,000, I can't remember now, but that hadn't met the reserve. And so then it kind of from there where all went into negotiation and discussion. And so, you know, I was talking to Gareth and Bletchley Park and Christie's and, you know. And then so basically Bletchley Park kind of took the lead after that. Simon Greenish from Bletchley Park, the director, managed to persuade, well, hopefully didn't have to persuade them too much, the National Heritage Memorial Fund to make up the shortfall with an anonymous donor as well. And I went up on Friday to finally have a look at the papers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to kind of celebrate and chat to the other people. I got to meet Gareth, which was wonderful because I'd not met him. You know, and it's funny when you've kind of been on a mission, I guess, with somebody for a while and, you know, sort of ups and downs, and then to finally meet them is really great. So mm-hmm. I got to meet him and the local MP who'd asked a question in the Prime Minister's questions about the papers as well. So he was there, so got to chat to him. Mm-hmm. Peter Barron came up from Google, representing Google, which was great. And Julian Wilson from Christie's. And so it was great. We were all kind of swapping stories about what, you know, the part that we'd played in getting the papers for Bletchley Park. It was great.
So for those of us who, you know, spend time online with Twitter and Facebook, or, you know, we've got computers, do a bit of word processing, or maybe have a blog, why should we care that the Turing papers are at Bletchley Park?
Alan Turing is a role model for many computer scientists. He invented the Turing machine. Which is why it's called the Turing machine, which is a kind of a forerunner of the computer that we know today. So, you know, he's kind of up there with Babbage and Ada Lovelace and, you know, all these great people that have made really, really fundamental contributions to the computer. You know, I really, really wish that he could know how much we appreciate what he's done. You know, I mean, it's wonderful to see so many people now sort of becoming aware of his contribution. But of course it's always, you know, there's always a tinge of sadness there because of the way that he died and the fact that he died so young. And, you know, you just think also, what else would he have done if he'd lived longer? You know, he died in his early 40s, I think, you know. And so an amazing man, and what a shame that we lost him.
If we want to see your copies of the Turing papers online, and indeed visit Bletchley Park virtually, as it were, where's best to find out what's going on? Where can we go online?
Well, there's the Bletchley Park website, www.bletchleypark.org.uk, and Bletchley Park on Twitter, at Bletchley Park. And there's also my Twitter account, because I'm always tweeting about Bletchley Park, and I'm at Dr_Black. Mm-hmm. And my blog is savingbletchleypark.org, and more recently drblack.postrous.com. so there's lots of places to look for information.
Excellent. Or indeed go there yourself.
Yeah, or go. It's only £10 for an annual ticket, so if you go for the day you pay £10, but then you can use that for another 364 mm-hmm. days if you want to.
Sue Black talking about the Turing papers and still working tirelessly to help Bletchley Park stay on the map. And don't duck out of your responsibility, Outriders. If you have not already been, then I think you know what to do.
If you have something digital on the go that we should all know about, then the usual methods apply. Tweet us via BBC_Outriders. Join the Facebook group for updates. Just search for Outriders there, or you can email Jamila by dropping a line to outriders@bbc.co.uk.